Good morning, everyone. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. First of all, I have two attorneys, Ed Norton for the department and Mark Lee for the app respondent. And neither of you have been washed away. You look dry and safe, and that's wonderful. Fantastic. I see my wonderful clerk, Pamela, as well. So that's one thing to celebrate today. Thank you
Yes.
both for being here. It is. Oh, Pamela, can we start recording? I don't know if we need to record this, but let's just start recording for
I
fun.
started recording already.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It is December 12th, 2025. It is 9:02 a.m. I am Rajiv Majumdar, the Skagit County Hearing Examiner. I have very compliantly received two memos from each side, though you can read from the we can read from the Tulip Time memo, the flashing warning lights of we just came on the case. I do understand, I do see that. So let's get a few things out of the way. I do see we do have some points of agreement. Tulip Time did look at Mr. Norton's outlining of law. Seemed that they seemed to be on point. Or no, that was their evidence. That seemed to be on, the evidence seemed to be on point. I'll come back around to that. Mr. Lee, have you had a chance to look at what applicable law Mr. Norton has listed since the time of your memo?
I have, Your Honor, and good morning and good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm still trying to get a handle on what the underlying issue is in this case, and I've reached out to Mr. Norton to see if I'm understanding it correctly. And
I'm glad you said that. I'd like to get there too, actually. There's a couple of things I don't understand about the case. I want to make sure we're on the same page. The only thing I noticed about the proposed laws that I just might note down is that I looked through Section 1205 of Health, Welfare, and Sanitation, and I just want to make sure I read the statute. We all agree it goes to Skagit County Code 1406, the planning permit procedure, which brings you to me, the hearing examiner. I don't think there's a question of that. Based on my reading of the law, Mr. Lee, do you have any knowledge otherwise?
No,
Because
Your
that
Honor.
would be great, great, great. Okay, so the first thing is the record we have at hand, and I suspect that's part of the reason that's confusing Mr. Lee, because that's one of the things I'm confused about. I put together what I thought was a record, but there's a couple things in the record I didn't understand, and ultimately, I'm not sure I found like the triggering document that brought this to my attention. Exhibit 12 is a Board of Health appeal. By the way, Mr. Norton, do you have your client with you?
Your Honor, they are representatives are watching this at this time, Your Honor. Yes, in fact, the
Okay. Well, we
director,
might
I
need
believe,
them to
is.
jump in here to help us walk through this, I suspect, unless you know the
Okay.
answers. But for example, Exhibit 12 was a file that was sent over to my office. It was called Board of Health Appeal Form, which I just assumed would have been, it's dated December 5th. This must be the form that got it to me. But when I open it, it's just a blank form. Is that the correct exhibit?
It is a blank form. I agree, Your Honor. It looks like that is represents what I believe was sent to Tulip Time's representative at the time, and that's why I believe it's in there. If the director has a different opinion on that, or Britt, who helped with the documents, that could be clarified.
But one of these kindly souls who has not thank you. There's all right. Hello, thank you. Welcome. Can you please identify yourself?
I'm Britt Pfaff Dutton, and I'm the environmental health specialist and manager for the section in Skagit County
Wonderful.
Health.
And Britt, could you tell us about Exhibit 12,
Yeah,
or what I've
so
called Exhibit 12?
that does need to be rectified because Exhibit 12 is showing the blank form that whenever we have a decision made, we always send out the appeal form and the appropriate, code that goes along with it saying you can appeal. So that's where that document came from. It was provided to Tulip Time, to Mr. Jensen. He later responded with a filled out appeal form.
Wonderful.
So we need to get that corrected, in the record
Wonderful.
there.
Number one, thank you, because that really, I think that clears up a lot for me. It makes me not think that I'm crazy or gaslighting myself. So one thing I'm going to order. Well, let me ask you a question, Ms. I'm sorry, last name was?
It's Faf Dunton. You can just say Brit because I know the last name is a little more difficult.
I want to do things correctly here. Hold on. Sounds like we might get to spend some more time together in the public eye. So I want to make sure. Can you go ahead and spell your last name for the record?
It is P as in Peter, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, two more Franks, space, Dunton. Faf Dunton.
Faf Denton. No problem. Now that I can see it written down, Faf Denton. Ms. Faf Denton, how much time would the department need to provide my office that record?
I'm going to that to you today.
Okay, great. But instead of today, flooding, electrical disturbance, I'm going to say next Wednesday, okay? In a
Always
written
good, just
order
in
with
case.
instructions. Yeah, exactly. In a
Yeah,
written
we.
order with instructions. And when you provide it to my office, everything you provide to my office, and this can go through your counsel, Mr. Norton, of course, I want to make sure Tulip Time through their counsel gets a copy of anything you send my office. We're going to tentatively mark that exhibit as substitution exhibit 12. So that will come in, that'll replace our current exhibit 12 with the real Board of Health appeal form, which I actually hope may in fact edify me as to what the actual appeal questions are, and will also edify Mr. Norton and Mr. Lee as well. Then exhibit 13 was a document I have. Oh, it's just a copy of the code, correct? And as you spoke before, you mentioned you send out a copy of the code with anytime you send out an appeal form. Is that correct? Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to have evidentiary value as an exhibit per se, unless either the lawyers have any objections. Just the code. I don't think we need to keep it in the exhibit log. So I'm going to go ahead and just strike that, which will change the numbering from my prior numbering. But I'm going to provide a new list with new numbering. And then the department filed on the 9th, 2023 aerial photograph. Did you get a copy of that, Mr. Lee?
I did, Your Honor.
Okay. So in addition to that photograph, I have the two memos of the two parties, which brings us to 20 exhibits pending that replaced exhibit 12. So we at least we're all operating with the same universe of knowledge for the moment. And what we're doing in this case is this is actually a very interesting appeal for me because it's an appeal of an appeal. I'm not usually the third appellate body in most matters. I'm the first appellate body in most matters. So what we're doing is we are having, according to the Skagit Code, and correct me if I'm wrong, either of you, I believe we're having an open record appeal hearing, publicly noticed open record appeal hearing, which means the record is open. It's not a closed record appeal. That's my understanding of the case. I don't think all of us, because without the true Exhibit 12, at least Mr. Lee doesn't have a solid, probably understanding of what the appeal his client filed is. So I think we're at actually quite a bit of standstill. And so that's probably a question Mr. Lee and Mr. Norton want to look at, just to reaffirm that we are my procedural stance is the correct one. We are what we're doing is an open record public appeal that will be noticed, that the department will be responsible for noticing in the as the county code requires it. But I don't think we're ready to set any motion hearings. I don't think we're even ready to set the final hearing at this point because I need us all to get on the same page about what the scope of appeal is. Now, any objection to that plan of action, Mr. Lee?
No, that sounds awesome to me. I think I understand what's at issue, and if I'm correct, there could be a path forward other than an appeal. So
Sure. Well,
that
clients often, and clients often, their oral recitations of what has been filed are often differ as well. So we want to make sure we're all on the same.
right.
And Mr. Norton, I also want to be cognizant of, and I don't know if Mr. Lee knows, but Skagit County Prosecutor's Office has also been affected by the budget cuts and furloughs that affect every other department. I just want to make sure I'm mindful of that. I'm aware of that. If we need to schedule these hearings in a different way, because I know some Fridays have been blocked out and whatnot, please let me know about that. So what I'd like to do is, sounds like we're going to get this appeal form within the next week. One of the questions I asked in my memo was, I've got to find my memo. I didn't. That wasn't one of my questions. It usually is one of my questions. What is the scope of this appeal? What are the questions we're asking? And if you and Mr. Norton get on the same page about that, I don't have to, then I won't have to decide that. But if you don't get on the same page about it, I will identify what I think the scope of appeal is to the broadest form possible and note that down. Because I want you to, when we have our final hearing, and if we have our final hearing, I want you to have as few surprises as possible. Because the more any surprises you two have, definitely ends up becoming a surprise for me and the public. I want our evidence must to be on the same page about what kind of evidence we're going to look at, if possible. I want us to be on the same page about what laws we're going to look at. Even if we don't agree on what laws are applicable, I want you each to know what laws we're going to be talking about so we can have an informed and good discussion. So, what I would suggest is we have another pre-hearing conference so we can set that final hearing and make sure we're on the same page about these issues. Let me pull up my calendar. Mr. Norton, do you have any absences that I should be aware of?
Your Honor, there are a couple of county closures that are coming up. One in January and one in March.
Okay, what is the, do you
January
know the January
2nd.
date? January 2nd, okay.
And Your Honor, March 20.
Okay. Well, how does everyone feel for a virtual pre-conference hearing? I normally I just kick it out, but with Christmas, I don't want everyone to get too riotous on me, unless you're both planning. I know I think my clerk is planning to work on the 26th. Is that right, Ms. Herman?
I am.
And Mr. Lee and Mr. Norton, would you be available on 26th for a virtual hearing?
No, I won't be available that day, Your Honor.
Very understandable.
All
Second's
right.
blocked out by the county. The 9th is blocked out for me. So the 16th of January at let's say 9 o'clock. Would that work for everyone?
That works for me, Your Honor.
That would
Okay.
work for me as well.
Wonderful. So what I'm going to do is I'll put that in my order as well. Let me just write that down before I forget. 16th of January. And then when Mr. Lee gets the real Exhibit 12, then he will be able to, with a more understanding eye, him and his client, look at the exhibit log that's in the record, and tell us if there's anything missing from the prior appeals that they think should be there, type of thing. Otherwise, I think we're in good order. They can also have another bite of the apple of looking at the law, making sure we're all on the same page about the law. And we will then at that time make sure we identify the scope, what are the issues of appeal that I'm being asked to a judge, and then we will schedule a final hearing and a briefing schedule. Sound
That
good to
sounds
everyone?
good. That
Any
sounds
questions,
great.
Mr. Norton?
Sounds great, Your Honor.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And
Okay, well,
again, Mr. Norton, if you want to respond to my email and we can talk about what the scope of the issue is and what the expectations are of my folks, maybe we can get this resolved in an easier fashion.
Right. Council, I appreciate that. It has been a bit chaotic since that
Understand,
time and
understood,
now, and I
understood.
apologize for that, but we are working on that.
Yeah, and when we now have some time till, since we don't have to worry about things till January 16th, and I understand what's going on down there and the complications, so no rush.
The
Just let me
tulip
know.
time itself is probably underwater as well, actually.
Yeah.
That being said, I never want to get involved in the settlement or force the settlement, but I always welcome any, even if it's not the whole package, if you guys can settle any issues, I'm always welcome. I have an extreme bias towards agreement of the parties and an extreme bias against disagreement of the parties.
Okay.
I hope you are both well. I will write that order. It should have clear instructions with it. My clerk will send out a virtual invite for January 16th at 9 a.m. And stay dry and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Your
You
Honor.
as well. Thank you. Thank you.